This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How should we explain Ramadan to non-Muslims? Ramadan is the name of the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, during which Muslims carry out one of the five pillars of Islam, fasting, during the daylight hours of the entire month of Ramadan. And this is a practice that has been around since the advent of time. Ramadan, to summarize in a single sentence, is a spiritual boot camp that reconstructs willpower and perspective in quite unparalleled ways. At the core of Ramadan is a restoration of the centrality of God in our lives, and particularly in our age of distraction, to make us mindful beings, mindful of Allah, God's right to be submitted to, mindful of His countless blessings, mindful of those who are less fortunate, and mindful of the life that shall follow our current one. These are the unexaggerated effects of a month's worth of religious fasting. You see, we spend about 11 months of the year focusing almost entirely on what feeds our body, and at times becoming at the mercy of it as well, agitated by hunger, paralyzed without the morning coffee, as our thresholds for pain continue to plummet to an all-time low. Then Ramadan arrives, this divine instruction, and it's intended to disrupt our pattern of life for a brief moment in the year, where food and drink and physical intimacy, they're limited for a period of time, in order to open up brand new pathways of reflection that transcend the constant demands of appetites and lowly worldly pursuits, and allows for the effective rebuilding of one's soul. To achieve this, a period of deprivation is necessary, because full bellies often result in empty souls, and so bellies are emptied to allow the filling of these souls. In the first couple of days of Ramadan, most will feel the heat of fasting, migraines, fatigue, mood swings, especially those who had not maintained a steady fast all throughout the year. The first day of fasting is quite a shock to the system. After the passage of around 2 or 3 days, the tight clutch of fasting begins to somewhat ease, and navigating appetites and cravings, etc., becomes a lot more manageable. After the passage of around a week, things here begin to change. Seeing now that your body has now adapted to the pangs of hunger, your attention begins to shift elsewhere, to areas of your life that had largely been ignored throughout the year. Values connected to patience and contentment, and empathy, generosity, self-composure, they begin to rise to the surface. And an ability to source energy and motivation in other than food and drink is discovered. And more importantly, the veils of pride and self-importance and ego, they begin to crumble. You can't help it. In other words, the pieces of precious values that the mill of life had systematically crushed all throughout the year, they're slowly gathered again in Ramadan. By around the mid-Ramadan mark, you experience yet another peculiar development in yourself, an ability to see with beyond the mere sight of the eye. You now see with the insight of heart. As the veils of the soul are lifted one after the other, a new clarity is discovered. A new eye opens up. You're now able to zoom out from the petty rat race of micro life till you catch a macro glimpse of it all. And at that point, serious introspection begins. Existential questions that were previously buried are unearthed, and harsh interrogation of the self unfolds. By the end of Ramadan, you've become an almost unrecognizably different person. For the first time, your heart is overwhelmed by humility that yields an appreciation of the might of Allah. A new sense of vulnerability that draws you nearer to Allah, God, and the purest of sincerity that hands over your entire life to God. A religious fasting of this duration does just that. It adds color to black and white concepts. It converts 2D values into 3D realities within our lives. It's a spiritual conditioning like none other. And all of this, that I just shared with you was summarized in one sentence when Allah Almighty said in the Quran, O believers, fasting was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may become mindful of Allah. Then from a social perspective, Ramadan is just as transformational. In fact, some people are puzzled at how some Muslims who are far more likely to fast during the month of Ramadan, which is quite a difficult spiritual practice, as opposed to performing the daily five prayers, which should be a lot easier. And one clue lies in a recent Cigna study that shows that loneliness has reached epidemic proportions in the US, with about half of Americans feeling lonely and finding that they lack meaningful daily social interactions, such as extended conversations with family and friends. People crave a sense of being and belonging and being valued by others and feeling an attachment to a community. And that might be why so many Muslims are attached to Ramadan, even when tough times may face the community. Many Muslims who don't attend the mosque all year round will come to the mosque on a nightly basis in the month of Ramadan. Every night the mosque is filled with prayers and food and socializing and hosting of guests from Muslims and non-Muslims, fundraisers. In truth, almost every Muslim will attest to reciting more Quran in Ramadan and praying more than they did all throughout the year. The secret is the team effort that picks up even the weakest member of the community. And what may surprise some people is that Muslims actually enjoy Ramadan so much that they grieve when the month comes to an end. We miss the reading of the Quran throughout the day and the long nights of the prayer at night. And we miss being as charitable as we were. And we miss being selfless and focused on what matters. And we miss being together. And by the time Ramadan departs, key realizations that cannot have been picked up from a book or a video would have blossomed in our lives. The realization that true happiness is in feeding the soul and in being content with what you have. That prayer is better than sleep. Charity is better than consumption. And that tomorrow's life after death is far greater than the current one.